This is Sound and Season. It's Monday, the 23rd day of Lent. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 through 50. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing along the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. And he said to them, "If anyone be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Throughout Mark's gospel, the disciples fail, they fight, and they are often confused. Mark makes no attempt to paint the disciples in a better light than they actually are, and this striking honesty gives weight to the account. Today's passage portrays the disciples arguing amongst themselves regarding which one of them was the greatest. There is nothing more futile than unsubstantiated pride. And the disciples arguing with one another about who among them was the greatest is a display of human foolishness. The church fathers knew this to be one of the most critical teachings of the early church. Gregory of Nyssa wrote, "Let vanity be unknown among you. Let simplicity and harmony weld the community together. Let each remind themselves that they are not only subordinate to their brother at their side, but to all. If they know this, they will truly be a disciple of Christ." And John Chrysostom wrote, "If you are in love with precedence and highest honor, pursue the things in last place. Pursue being the least valued of all. Pursue being the lowliest of all. Pursue being the smallest of all. Pursue placing yourself behind others."
Lord, hear our prayer. And let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Merciful Father, who delights in truth, renews our spirits, and upholds us in our weaknesses, deliver us from our unrighteousness. Cleanse us, O God of our salvation, of any impurities within us. Protect us from the temptation to seek anything apart from you, Father. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.